Rory is pregnant. We don't know whose kid it is. And that's how Gilmore Girl ends. Just saved you 6 hours on Netflix.
Totally lost it. Have you been watching?
No, I didn't watch it. Okay. I kept seeing, I had a couple friends post about, oh, I can't believe how Gilmore Girls ended. I said, how'd it end? I don't want to ruin it for you. I said, go ahead, tell me. I'm not going to watch it. And I watched the original series, but I really hate the speaking pattern in that show, their cadence between one another. It's very quick and fast and...
It's not a show I've ever watched.
It's not how anybody actually speaks.
Okay.
So I asked my friend, I said, how does it end? She said, well, Rory's pregnant. We all know whose kid it is.
So if you,
I said, cool, I'm going to ruin that for everybody on Monday.
So if you're sitting there and you've had a binge-watching weekend.
Son of a.
And you've saved yourself the last episode. Yep. Do you know what? I'm going to watch that Monday night. Don't bother now. Amy's just ruined it for you. Done.
We didn't have any guesses. I put it up on Facebook. Somebody said, you're not leaving the show, are you? I'm like, why would that? Do you want that? Why would that be your first go-to?
Is that a request?
Do you get mad when people spoil things for you? Is there, you know, like you're a Walking Dead fan.
Yeah.
Spoilers, do you try to avoid?
I do. And one thing I've got, when Walking Dead is on, like I'll keep away from like just scrolling through the news feed on Facebook because people just throw stuff out there and just, and they'll put something like, oh, I can't believe that happened to Rick. You know what I mean? It might not even necessarily tell you exactly what it is, but they'll throw stuff out there. So I just keep away from it.
Or people, that's almost equal to if somebody sees a movie, you're like, oh, I want to see, like, oh, there's this part, it's really good. And you're like, don't tell me. I don't care.
Just stop.
You can tell me how things end, and I'm not, I'm like, oh, okay. I don't invest that much in TV shows, I guess, or movies.
Nah.
You can lay out an entire plot. And I'm like, oh, cool. I'll read the book. I don't know. I'm never that worried about a TV show where I'm like, no, I had this. I've been waiting for this.
Yeah.
This is the season finale. I need to know.
See, Walking Dead, I'm pretty invested in. Now, not that it's out there right now, but if someone told me how, because I'm watching the second season of Secret and Lies right now on ABC, which is so good. Like, if somebody already knew who did the murder and then come and told me, that would totally ruin it for me because I'm really invested in that show. I really like it.
See, for me, I want to know, then I decide if I like that, if I'm going to watch it. Because you could potentially save me time.
Yeah.
Time and energy invested in something that maybe, like, I was a huge fan of How I Met Your Mother.
Mm-hmm.
And when that ended, I had to watch. I'm like, just somebody tell me how it ends. I don't.
Yeah, they was talk of them doing that How I Met Your Father, but they never did anymore with that, thank goodness, because I think that would have been a horrible thing. But it was, like, just weird. Like, I think there's so many shows out there, it's hard to get invested in one. Like, I was watching the football yesterday afternoon, watching the Ravens game, and there's all these comedy shows on CBS. I'm like, I've not heard of any of these shows. Like Big Bang Theory, yes, but there's a whole bunch of others.
So there you go. I just ruined Gilmore Girls for you. And if you were somebody, you know, because I wouldn't have even shown any interest if I didn't have multiple friends. Somebody's posting their reaction video. It was her
really?
And two other girls. Yeah, two other friends watching the show, and they're like, you know, this is our reaction to how it ends. And I'm like, well, how's it end? Just tell me how it ends. Then
is it that big a show, Gilmore Girls? Because I've never watched it, so I don't know.
It's well, now that it's back on Netflix,
okay.
I guess, you know, people get hooked into these things. Like I was a huge fan of One Tree Hill.
Okay,
I loved One Tree Hill.
Uh huh.
But if they came back with a 6-series, you know, Netflix thing, would I watch it? Yes, hands down. I don't feel that way about Gilmore Girls. But if somebody said to you, like, hey, Chad Michael Murray dies at the end, I'd be like, okay, cool. I want to watch that. I want to know how that happens. So there you go. If you're headed into work, Gilmore Girls, Rory is pregnant. We don't know whose kid it is. That's how it ends, which means they're just setting it up for another one.
Oh, yeah.
But if you want to spoil it, you can take video and tweet us at Petch and Amy. You can hit us up on Instagram. Tag us in your Instagram videos at Petch and Amy as well. And you can always call 424-1234. If you want to spoil something for somebody, now's your time to do it.